short book, just one chapter, so you won't have no problem knowing what chapter I'm in this morning. Sometimes I get to hunting the book and miss the chapter that the preacher said and spend half the reading trying to find out which one it is. So you don't have that problem this morning. If you get Philemon and 8, you'll be all right. Hallelujah. So wherefore, though I may be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I'd rather beseech thee, being such as one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in times past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. I want you to look to the Lord with us in a word of prayer this morning, just ask Him to bless us in this place. Lord, we love You. We thank You, dear Heavenly Father, for everything that You have done for us, Lord. We thank You, God, for allowing us this opportunity, Lord, to be here one more time. God, we ask You just to allow Your anointing to fill this place this morning. God, that You would do that work, dear Heavenly Father, that You have set about to do in this house. God, that You would move through us long and in a mighty way this morning. God, that we might be able to feel Your power and Your anointing. God, we ask You to allow that anointing to go forth in this house this morning. Lord, Your Word said it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. God, we ask You to allow that anointing to be real and allow it to be here this morning. God, that it might be able to help someone, Lord. God, that somebody might be able to find their deliverance, to find what they need in You, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. God, we ask You, Lord, just to bless us in this place. We'll give You the praise and the glory and the honor for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a good hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We find here, as I mentioned earlier, where Paul was writing to Philemon and he was writing unto Timothy and other brethren there that was amongst the church. And he began to pen this letter. And the whole purpose and the whole focus point of this chapter that is in the Bible, the entire thing that it is about and what it is around, or what he wrote it for, was to send this person. He said, I beseech thee for my son, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Now, there's a few things that I want to try to bring about to us for just real quickly this morning out of this, if I can. And I'm going to try to be real hurried with it. But Paul said that he had begotten this individual in his bonds. So while he was in prison somewhere, he ran across this individual while he was in a jail. Now, it's probably likely that this individual, that this man was in jail with Paul. Now, the Bible does not say that, but it says he had begotten in my bonds. And Paul was in bonds and Paul was in chains when he became in contact with this individual, because he won him to God while he was in prison, Brother Frank. The Bible tells us that. So it is most likely that this individual was a prisoner with Paul. Now, the other thing that we can get out of the scriptures that we have read is that if you study this entire letter and you read the whole thing, was that the individual that Paul was sending this letter to, they knew who this man was. He had been a part of them. He had dwelt with them. He had been there in their midst. It is even very likely, from the way that the scripture reading goes, and the Bible does not say this, but it is very likely, and if you study with some theologians or read books and that type of thing, and I've tried to do more of it, but you know, of what the Bible scholars that actually can go back and read in the Hebrew and what they have to say about it. And it is most likely or most commonly thought among them, of the reading that I have done, that this man was actually sent to prison from the very individuals or the very place that Paul was sending him back to. Now, he said, which in times past was to thee unprofitable. Now, that lets me know that this individual had done something among the folks that he was being sent back to that was not good. At one time, he was unprofitable. At one time, he was a disgrace, Brother Buddy. At one time, he was looked down upon. At one time, he was an outcast. At one time, nobody thought anything of him. But Paul wrote, now he is profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him. Now, the first scripture that we read, Amen. Paul said that he would love to come. He would like to enjoin thee, and he would at a time which is convenient. In other words, Paul was saying that if I'm in the area, or if I'm passing through, or a time that is convenient for me to go, I want to come again to you, and I want to be with you. But I can't be there right now, but I'm going to send my son that was born unto me in my chains, and I'm going to send him again, and I want you to receive him. The 13th verse says, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, specially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in flesh and in the Lord. So what Paul was telling them was, he said, I don't want you to receive this individual back unto you as a servant. Most likely at one time this individual was a slave unto the very people that he was going back to. Because he told Paul told him, he said, I don't want you to receive him back as a slave, but you receive him as a brother in Christ. You receive him as a brother in the Lord. That's how I want you to receive him when he comes back to you. And if thou count me, therefore, a partner, receive him as myself. Now, Paul said, if you think highly of me, if you think any of me, brother buddy, if you respect who I am, if you think of me as being a partner, if you think of me as being a brother, you receive this individual also in just the same manner that you would receive me. An individual who was an outcast. An individual who was unprofitable. An individual who, more than likely, they had at one point in time booted. And Paul is writing them, telling them, receive him as you would me. But here's what I want to get to for just a few moments this morning. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. Paul wrote this letter unto them, and he said, this individual that I am sending back to you, if he owes any of you a dime, if there's anything that he owes you, if there's any way he has wronged you, he said, you wipe his slate clean. You erase it. You do away with it and place it on my account. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Frankie was saying, if this man has run off owing you $20, you don't worry about it. You receive him. You don't ask him for that money. You just take no thought of it, and you send it to me. And by my hand, I have written this letter, and I will repay it. Whatever he owes you, I'm going to jot it down. I'm going to do it. I wonder how many of us in this house tonight, that there is an individual that we would say, that we would go into, brother buddy, that we would take the confidence in to send somewhere and to say, if he owes you up in here, whatever needs you have, don't worry about it. You just send it to me and I'll take care of it. Now come on, church. You don't know what you might get into when you start agreeing to pay somebody else's debts. Now, hello? Now come on, somebody. Some of us may not owe nobody a penny, and some of us owe us quite a bit. Amen. The Bible does not say how much it was that this man owed, or what ought he had, or what he had done against him. But for some reason, there was things there that this man knew the church. Come on, somebody. This individual was a part of this church. He knew those folks that dwelled there. And there was a chance, and Paul realized, brother buddy, that there was a chance that he had wronged somebody that was there in that place. And Paul said, if he's done that, or if he owes you, you don't count it for nothing. You just send it off to me. Put it on my account. I'll take care of it. I wonder how many of us tonight would be willing to walk up to somebody that was a convert that we had seen, maybe, oh hallelujah, maybe in Walmart as we're strolling through, and we run across somebody and we invite that individual to church, and they come in and they sit with us, and the Lord gets a hold of them and draws them to an altar, and they end up getting filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name in our baptism. I wonder how many of us would take it upon ourselves to say, whatsoever you owe, I'm just going to take care of it. Just don't worry about it. Now, The reason I say that is that was the love that Paul had for this brother. He loved him. He said, as a son. He didn't call him, he didn't say as a son. He said, I send to you my son. Now, come on, church. That I have begotten in my bondage, in my chains. In my bonds. He said, I'm going to send him back to you. And don't worry about it. You just count it all. I'll take care of it. The trust that you have in me, put in him. The way that you would receive me, receive him. Church, I believe the Lord would say unto us in this last day and hour that we are living in. I believe the Lord would say unto us, oh, hallelujah. I believe the Lord would say unto us this day that we need to come to a place of realization. We need to come to a place to realize that when we come to the altar and when we repent of our sin and when God fills somebody with the Holy Ghost, that slate is wiped clean. That price was paid on a cross called Calvary. Oh, come on. I said that price was paid on a cross called Calvary. A long, long time ago, with the shed blood. It wasn't paid with dollars and cents, but it was paid with the blood of a man that our sin could be bought. That our sin, the Bible said he bought our sin. He bought it, brother buddy. He bought it with the shedding of his blood. And we want to hang on to it so many times. We want to hang on to it. I wonder how many people within that church come up to that brother after Paul had wrote this letter and say, you owe me some money. Now I won't. Now come on, church. Let me get that right with us. I wonder how many people actually come up to him and said, you owe me this money. Now I want it. After Paul had already wrote the letter to him. You know what? I don't believe they got it because I believe they had enough respect for Paul and enough fear of Paul to obey the writings that Paul had wrote. Now I believe that. But church, we have lost our fear and our respect of the Almighty God in our church house. Come on, church. It's time that somebody get a hold of what we've been trying to preach, of what we've been trying to say. It's time that somebody reach down and come to the understanding and the realization that God is the only one that can wipe it clean. God is the only one that can erase it. God is the only one that can pay for those. My Lord. Without him, there wouldn't be an individual here in this service this morning. Without the bloodshed of Jesus. But we take it for granted. We take it for granted. The Bible says him that is forgiveth much, loveth much. But you know what happens? You take somebody. My Lord. You take somebody that's a drug addict, you take somebody that's addicted, and you put them in a church house, and you allow the Holy Ghost to move, and the Spirit of God to begin to flow, and He deliver that individual from the addiction that they're in, and you see them, and you watch the change it's made, and you see that hunger, and you see that desire, and you see how much they love God, and how much they want to come to church, and how much they want to be on fire, but you let it go on for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and if you're not careful, you'll see that individual lose that love that he one time had. Because he forgot what he was forgiven of. Hello? I said he forgot what he was forgiven of. My Lord, each and every one of us in this house this morning need to realize there is a debt that we owe. There is a debt that we owe unto God that is unrepayable. Now, Paul didn't stop there when he said, I would repay. He said, howbeit, I do not say to thee, how thou owest unto me, even thine own self. Besides, what Paul was saying was, he said, I'm going to send this man to you. You wipe his debt clean. You charge it to me. But he said, I'm not writing what you actually owe me. Hello? I do not say to thee, how thou owest me. Paul was telling the church that they were indebted unto him for things that he had done for them, for things that he had brought them through. Come on, somebody. Paul was telling the church that there were things that they owed unto him. I want to tell us this morning, there are things that we owe unto God, even though he does not ask us. Come on, somebody. Even though he does not ask us every time. that we come in a church house, every time he don't ask us, there is something that we owe unto him. Come on, somebody. There is something that we owe unto him for the price that he paid for us. We owe him our life. We owe him our heart. We owe him our soul. We owe him our praise. We owe him everything. I said, we owe him everything. It's in him. The Bible says we live and we move and we have our being. Hallelujah. I want to tell us this morning, it's time that we begin to try. There's no way we could ever do it. And I think you folks here have heard me say it time and time again. But when we make it over yonder to that heavenly shore, and I can praise him for a million years and still can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. Do we realize this morning, church, that the price that he paid is something that it is entirely impossible for us to repay him of? Hello? I said it is entirely impossible for us to repay him for what he done. The only thing he asked us to do is live for him. The only thing he asked us to do is give our life to him. Brother, but the only thing he asked us to do was be in obedience to his word, to go where he asked us to go, to do what he asked us to do, to be who he asked us to be, and to communicate with him. My Lord. It ought not be a place where we come in the house of God and have to push and pump and prime and shove for somebody to please him. Hallelujah. We ought to want to for what he's done. To try to repay him for what he's done. Now it's hard a lot of times. I said it's hard a lot of times. A lot of times we don't feel like it. And I catch myself more times than Lord, I do. Catch myself more times than I wished I did. But come on, church. When we come in the house of God and we go through our motions and we go through our rituals and we go through our way of doing things and we find ourselves that the service is already gone and it's past and we're shaking hands and going out the door, Brother Buddy, and we just left it there. Hello? God paid too great a price for us this morning. I said, God paid too great a price for us this morning. Hello? Did he not? Did he not? I don't know about you, but I owe him everything this morning. And even though there's no way I could repay him, I want to take every opportunity and every chance I have to try. Hello? I said, I want to take every chance and every opportunity that I can to try to give him something back. For what he gave to me. Hallelujah. Do you thank him for what he done this morning? Do you thank him for that blood that he shed on Calvary? Hallelujah. I wish if we could all across the building, let's just stand to our feet and lift our hands and love him this morning. Hallelujah. He is worthy of our praise. I said he is worthy of our praise. Come on, church. For just a couple of moments. He is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reason he stretched his arms out and died on the old rugged cross was because of my sin and because of your sin, so that we might be able to enter into this house this morning and to feel what we can feel, and we ought to praise him for it. Come on, somebody. I said we ought to praise him for it. We ought to thank him for it. Hallelujah. 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 Do you love him this morning? Do you love him this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, do you love him this morning? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think it would just be appropriate, be all right for every one of us that would. I'd like for just the next moment. It's about 4 minutes to 12, so we're running close. But for the next few moments, I wish everybody would just slip out of our pew and let's find us a place around here to the front and just thank the Lord for what he's done. Is that all right? Let's just thank the Lord for what he's done. Let's just thank him because he reached down one day. Let's thank him because he was willing to die for us. Let's thank him for what he done for our life. There was a price that he paid. There was a debt that we owe, church. And it's time that we as a church of the living God begin to make payment. Begin to try to repay. Come on, church. It's time to put a little something behind it. Hallelujah. Let's worship him for a little while this morning. Thank him for what he's done for you. Thank him for where he's brought you from. Thank him because he's brought you. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Lord, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I just need to move my brothers. Lord, you know where he's the situation. God, you see what's going on. Lord, God, you just stand your body. Lord, you're the very one that's made it. You're the one that has the control of it. Lord, we ask you this morning of each man, God, that you would move in Jesus' name. But we're going to do that word, God, that you said you would do. Lord, we ask you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we're going to send us for you in Jesus' name. We're going to do these things, Lord. Hallelujah. For it, the young word. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.